Vance, Carr making a couple of statements is different from Biden's demands. By Ian Hanchett on September 26, 2025. During an interview aired on Thursday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Ingram Engle, Vice President J.D. Vance argued that FCC Chairman Brendan Carr put out a couple of tweets that does not constitute government coercion. Vance began by saying, "I'd like them to tell me exactly what Brendan Carr did to have Jimmy Kimmel taken off the air. Because, number one, he is currently on the air. And to the extent that he isn't on certain stations, it's because he's not funny and because his ratings aren't very good. So, it is actually, we should let these stations determine whether they want a non-funny comedian." Host Laura Ingram then cut in to ask, "Why should the government chime in at all? Doesn't it give them fodder for their argument that this is, like, a pressure because of mergers that are coming up and so this is the government kind of putting its finger on the scale? So, why even mention Jimmy Kimmel? It's just helping him." Vance responded, "I think that Brendan Carr put out a couple of tweets or a couple of truths or whatever he did. That does not constitute government coercion. And it's pretty rich, Laura, coming from the Democrats. After years of the Biden administration explicitly demanding that social media companies censor, you didn't hear anything from the Democrats. You didn't hear anything from these celebrities about free speech. But Brendan Carr putting out a couple of tweets constitutes a shutdown of Jimmy Kimmel's free speech rights? It's preposterous." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.